you to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico, Dave Spadaro, and Adam Kaplan. An extremely disappointing game for the Philadelphia Eagles, losing 17-3 to the Dallas Cowboys. Adam, we've got a lot to talk about. A game that we thought would feature offensive fireworks from both teams. A game that we thought perhaps would go down to the final possession. Instead, the Eagles' offense completely shut down. Nick Foles, a really struggling performance, 11 of 29, 80 yards of passing. Matt Barkley, 3 interceptions in the fourth quarter. LeSean McCoy, completely bottled up. Adam, the read today on a loss that extends the Eagles' struggles at Lincoln Financial Field and drops the team to 3-4.
Let's be honest, Nick Foles today did not look like a second-year quarterback, Dave. He looked like a rookie. Struggled with his footwork, his accuracy, didn't step into his throws. It was a struggle all day for him. Before he got hurt and Matt Barkley replaced him. You just have to wonder where he's at physically and mentally with a type game like this. It just, from the start, Dave, it wasn't that he had a couple good throws, a couple bad throws. He just struggled all day. Only 80 yards passing is shocking to me.
Yeah, and it wasn't like the Cowboys did anything fancy on defense. They were missing DeMarcus Ware. They have some players who, face it, come off the street and basically played lights-out football on a beautiful day in South Philadelphia. Overflow crowd, great energy in the building, Eagles defense playing terrific football, special teams, really good job. Just the Eagles offense, really for the first time in the Chip Kelly era here, Adam, unable to do anything from start to finish.
Yeah, on a day that the defense really picked things up, probably their best defensive performance, I think, of the season. When you look at who they had to face, they played a lot of nickel, not dime, and they really held up very well for the most part. They got very good pressure on Romo. The blitzes dialed up by Billy Davis worked for the most part. But offensively, as I said, Dave, just a disaster. Could not get anything going. In fact, there were 14 combined punts by both teams. That was just really the story of the first half. No offense. We thought we were going to get it. We didn't get it.
Key moment comes late in the third quarter. The Eagles looking for some good news. DeMeco Ryans picks off a Romo pass, returns it 36 yards to the Dallas 30-yard line. Eagles maybe get something going here, get back into this football game, trailing 10-0. And instead, the offense unable to do it. Nick Foles trying to work something short to Jeff Mail, trying to get something going down the field here. This is a really key play and very kind of symptomatic of what happened on this day. The Eagles just throwing the football in the end zone there, plenty of time, and the ball bounces off of Jason Avant, incomplete pass as it's ruled. And just Adam, I mean, come on, is this kid pressure from the right side, late throws, not setting his feet? These are things that we have not seen from Nick Foles in a year and a half.
The biggest problem for Nick Foles over his career, you can go back to Arizona, is not stepping into his throws. He has a better than average arm, but the problem is when he doesn't get his feet set, makes him look like he's got a less than average arm, which he doesn't have. So it's the footwork you saw to the play with Avant that they just showed. The bottom line is no power. He turned his body for absolutely no reason. You can't do that.
Right.
He doesn't have the type of arm that Michael Vick has just to stand there and throw it. He must step into it. All day he did not. He regressed today, let's be honest.
We'll hear from head coach Chip Kelly. We'll hear from Foles if the Eagles bring him to the podium. Foles knocked out of the game in the third quarter, the last play of that third quarter, with a chance for the Eagles to score on that drive. That Avant, the interception was overturned. Eagles get a first down inside the 10-yard line. They try a McCoy run. He was stuffed all day. Pass to Brent Celek, incomplete, and then Foles sacked on third down. Knocked out of the game. Alex Henry kicks the field goal. And that brings the Eagles to within 10-3. But look at that, 278 total yards for the Eagles.
Worst output
Adam,
of the Eagles.
I am shocked. I'm speechless.
0-2 we all are.
In the red zone. Yeah. That's critical in a 17-3 game. And Chip Kelly's going to have to answer some questions, namely what happened to the offense today, and then who plays quarterback next week against the Giants.
Yeah, because Michael Vick with his hamstring injury, he hasn't even taken first-team reps yet. For him to even play next week, he's got to take a majority of them. He's got to feel good about the hamstring injury. Then we talked about Foles. Barkley came in at 3 interceptions. It's a lot of mystery here.
Why did the Cowboys have so much success against a running game that had been first in the NFL for the Eagles? 84 yards today.
And they bottled him up. Even when they didn't, LeSean McCoy just could not get free. And you got to give him credit. They had it very well defense. You got to give Monty Kiffin. They played a lot of man coverage today, which I thought was interesting. Not a lot of Tampa,
right.
too. In fact, Ron Jaworski said they played like 8% Tampa, too. They don't really play it much anymore. So, yeah, I give him credit. I thought the offensive line had its issues today, but Nick Foles, he didn't help them. He struggled big time.
Adam, Eagles 3-4 now, certainly the division not lost. The Redskins, I believe, beating the Chicago Bears today. So they have 2 wins, the Cowboys 4 wins. We have a long way to go here in the NFC East, but Eagles missing an opportunity here to stake their claim, to make a statement here in the NFC East.
And as you said, Dave, this game was the complete opposite of what we expected. I expected a game in the 60s. I mean, we got 20 points. I mean, you got to be kidding me. So Chip Kelly's got to look at this tape and figure out what happened today. What were they doing? As you said, what were the Cowboys trying to do to slow them down? It looked to me similar to the Chiefs game when the Chiefs played a lot of man. They really struggled. The Eagles did to block Nick Foles at times, and lots of struggles for the offense. I completely did not expect this.
DeSean Jackson, just 3 catches, 21 yards. Riley Cooper, 6 catches, 88 yards. But the Eagles, a long run of 10 yards by the running backs and a long reception of 15 yards to Avant, 21 yards to Ertz, 26 yards to Cooper. Nothing really down the field until it was too late for the Eagles. The defense playing well. Vinnie Curry putting some pressure
well,
on.
Yeah.
And DeMeco Ryans, I thought, had a terrific game. So we've got a lot to talk about. We'll take your phone calls. We'll go over to Lincoln Financial Field for the live press conference. Jeremiah Trotter joins us as well. And the Eagles looking for some answers after just a very disappointing afternoon here. What jumps out at you there, Adam?
Time of possession. And this has nothing to do with the play count. It's not able to do anything on offense. 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, 6 and out, 7 and out. That's it. And it started with the quarterback play, and then the running game could not get freed up. So this is a complete meltdown by the offense. Yet the defense was so good, it kept them in the game, but they have not played a full game where both sides of the football and special teams, for the most part, we should mention, very good today. Only one bad play against Dwayne Harris. He did a really good job.
A combined 19 punts with the Eagles, the two Joneses punting on this afternoon at Lincoln Financial Field. So we've got a lot to get to. Chip Kelly will meet the media here in just a moment. Nick Foles, the numbers, not pretty at all. The reigning NFC Offensive Player of the Week, who was so good last week against Tampa Bay, 3 touchdown passes, a touchdown run, nearly flawless. Today, really just unable to get into any kind of rhythm. Early on, the Cowboys, the four-man pass rush getting to him. They threw in a blitz here and there. He took some hits. He threw it late. He was inaccurate. One of those tough games that we have not seen from Foles. And you wonder now what the Eagles will do at the quarterback position next week with his head injury, with Michael Vick's hamstring, Matt Barkley coming in and throwing 11 for 20, 129 yards, three interceptions.
You got to cut Matt Barkley a break here. I mean, he's
of course
he needs to get reps with the first team offense. DeSean Jackson had a bad drop in the fourth quarter, right to him. A nice throw by Barkley, and he drops it. This has been a disappointing performance by the offense. They've got to get it going here. But Chip Kelly and Pat Shermer, they'll go back to the drawing board here, just like they did with the Kansas City tape. Figure out what the teams, the defense is trying to do to them and get the corrections in. They'll start on that, obviously very, very soon.
Cowboys without DeMeco Murray, without DeMarcus Ware. Certainly Ware's absence did not hurt the Cowboys at all. They got this Foles, they sacked him 3 times.
Yeah, George Selby did a good job today.
The right side of the Eagles' offensive line, Adam, struggling.
Yeah, Lane Johnson, who really rebounded last two games before this one, struggled today. The interior had some issues when we're looking at in the run game.
And why so many screens early in the game?
It's very simple. The Cowboys were the worst team in the National Football League at covering the running backs, so I totally get that. In fact, that's one of my keys of the game. I thought they would do that. They did it, but they could not execute the screen game at all. Play is sound. They just didn't block it at all.
Yeah, and LeSean McCoy trying to hit that home run, unable to do so today. Again, just 18 carries, 55 yards. Receiving, he had 6 for 26. That is very unlike LeSean McCoy, who leads the NFL in yards from scrimmage, the leading rusher in the league. The Cowboys doing a terrific job. Really, to me, Adam, noticing how great their safeties played today. They came up, they supported the run terrifically. I thought Barry Church was outstanding.
Very physical.
And I thought Barry Church would be somebody. He had 5 tackles. Sean Lee had 11 tackles. I thought Barry Church was somebody the Eagles could take advantage of down the field.
Two things on the safety. J.J. Wilcox, the rookie from Wake Forest. He's a former running back, now playing safety. Had a great game. Very, very physical, number 27. You mentioned Barry Church with the Achilles injury last year. Playing out of his mind today. Very, very physical were those safeties. He played 8 in the box. They took care of it today. I'll tell you what, they had a great game plan. You first have to give credit to Dallas' defense. Monty Kiffin, maybe 72, but he did a great job today. He really dialed it up. And the discipline by Dallas' defense, tremendous today.
Yeah, so the Cowboys moved to 4-3 with the victory of the Eagles, 3-4. Chip Kelly should be along in just one moment to talk about the loss, one that really irks because the Eagles had some momentum, two victories in a row after wins against the Giants and Tampa Bay. You get back home, you hope to break the streak. The Eagles haven't won a game since last September at Lincoln Financial Field. Unfortunately, that streak will have to continue until next week. 215-320-5170, the telephone number to call. We will get to your calls in a moment. Chip Kelly up in just a moment as we peek across the street at the numbers once again. Joseph Randall, 19 carries, 65 yards.
He did a good job, Dave.
He moved a little bit. And I thought the Eagles actually did a good job on Dez Bryant. I thought Kerry Williams was physical with him. I thought he was very disciplined against Bryant. The Eagles didn't let anything down the field.
Nope, he kept it.
Defensively, boy, that's where you take the two steps forward. Offensively, the Eagles took three steps back.
I thought the game plan by Billy Davis was tremendous. I thought the execution by the defense, for the most part, was very, very good. That's the positive takeaway. The negative takeaway, too many breakdowns offensively. This was the Kansas City performance was not good on offense, but this one I think was worse. I'm stunned. But again, you got to give Dallas credit. They did a tremendous job today, and they deserve credit. You always have to give credit because we were all there. We saw it. The fans watching us at home, they know it. They watched the game. Dallas' defense was terrific today.
We're looking over at Lincoln Financial Field in just a moment. Chip Kelly will meet the media. Should be interesting to hear what he has to say. The Eagles 2-1 now in the NFC East, Adam. And, a lot of season to play. But yeah. I guess this one kind of a special game for me. I thought the crowd was incredibly energetic, lining up at Lincoln Financial Field, the parking lot area, early on, bringing a ton of energy. And early on, you kind of sensed punts.
We were all
punts.
Shocked.
It was shocking,
14
wasn't it?
In the first half combined. I couldn't believe it. I didn't expect it. Based on the way the defenses have been playing for both football teams, you're talking about lots of yards. I expected, by both quarterbacks, 750 yards passing.
Yeah.
What did we get? Like 270.
Yeah, really stunning the way the Cowboys shut down the Eagles' tight ends, the way they shut down DeSean Jackson. Yeah. Riley Cooper able to get some catches, some plays down the field, but too little too late for an Eagles offense that just didn't have much at all today. And a different kind of outcome than the one against Kansas City. Kansas City, Eagles moving the football today. Eagles didn't move the football at all.
No, and then in that game.
And a good hold job there on Brent Celek.
Yeah, but also, I think, though, when you watch Nick Foles today, you want to talk about unforced errors and inaccuracy. There's one there. I mean, just, I don't know what it is. He turned his body for no reason. Another pass was, now that was double cover there, but he had a rough game. He just didn't play with a lot of confidence today. It's not like him.
You kept using the word gunslinger as we were walking out of the stadium.
Yeah, and he just was not comfortable today. There's a phrase that scouts use. It's called not seeing the field clearly. For whatever reason, young quarterbacks go through this. Every quarterback in the National Football League has had a game like this.
Sure.
You just wonder, if he gets to start again, will he play like that? Can he get his confidence back? That's what's got to happen.
What's Chip Kelly saying to his team in the locker room now?
Well, he's got to get them to regroup. I think you have to feel like it's not like they got blown out. I mean, this game was there for the taking. I think he's got to say, hey, listen, played a competitive game. It was anyone's game. They didn't get the job done. Simple as that. And now they play another NFC East game next week here, right? Against the Giants?
That's correct.
Another game that is there for the taking.
Eagles turning the football over far too many times. And the Cowboys, too. One at the end of the first half. One that the Eagles failed to turn into the touchdown there. The Matt Barkley, three interceptions. Chip Kelly, ready to meet the media. Let's go across the street to Lincoln Financial Field.
We didn't play well. We didn't play well at all offensively. Didn't do anything to help us out. I thought our defense did an outstanding job all day. And I think our special teams, besides the one kickoff, did a really good job on a team that was probably the most dangerous return team in the game. But offensively, we couldn't get anything going. He got hit in the head, and he went to an independent, so I haven't gotten anything back from that. But I know he was, when they said he went to the independent, they said he was out, so.
Can you describe the quality of his throws
today? He was off. I guess that's what I would say. He was, you know, at times we had guys open, we didn't put the ball on him, but there were other times where we didn't help him either. So,
you had to get some, but the whole offense, Nick and the offense, looked very prepared for what they were going to do. Today was very out of rhythm, even not just the off passes. Just did Dallas do anything that you guys didn't see a lot of?
Not that we didn't prepare for, no. You know, it's the same defense. You're six games in. We're six games in. You know, they obviously executed better than we executed, but, well, there were times when we couldn't get off coverage, and, you know, we held on to the ball, and there were other times we had guys open and we just didn't get it to them, and I don't have an answer for that one.
You obviously ran the ball very well last week with Nick Foles at quarterback. This week there weren't many running lanes. Is there anything that had to do with zone read and Nick being in there?
No, we ran a lot of power today, ran a lot of sweep today, so that's that you know, go through the amount of plays we ran, you know, that's not really didn't run a ton of zone read at all. So, you know, I think you're running power plays and sweep plays, it's just executing your blocks, staying on your blocks and finishing things, and we didn't do that.
How do you explain Nick going from, you know, performance like last week where he's an NFC offensive player of the week to the performance that he had today?
I don't have an answer for it. You know, I think it's everybody on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think we blocked very well, and I don't think we caught the ball very well. I don't think we got off of routes very well. It was 11 guys on offense. It was all of us on offense, me calling plays, everybody. You know, it's not just one guy. So. Yeah, Mac got put in a tough situation. You know, we're throwing every down, and, you know, he can get the ball out of his hands quickly. You know, he did some nice things at times, but, you know, you got to understand he's got to understand first time playing. You know, got beat once in man free, linebackers waiting, playing his eyes, made the pick. You know, the pick down on the corner, that was the corner coming off. We got to throw the ball down, you know, some experience factor things. But difficult situation for Matt to be in, to go into a game for his first time to be in that situation. So.
Explain the decision to kick the 60-yard field goal.
Yeah, he hit it. He hit it really well in warm-ups. And, you know, I asked Fipp what he thought, and he thought he was hitting the ball extremely well. We had the wind at our back. You know, it was a 3-0 ball game. You know, just trying to get a score and see what we can at that point in time.
Why not go for a first down there then?
If we didn't get the first down, we're not going to get the kick.
You were 10-0 after three quarters. Was there frustration or optimism in terms of your defense putting you in a position?
I think there was, you know, you were really excited on how our defense was playing. You know, I just think that overall through the course of the game, I thought they played with great effort. I thought they did a really good job against a very explosive passing operation. You know, Dez Bryant was out there, Witten was out there, Tony Romo's, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in this league. So I think our defense gave us some optimism at that point in time, and could they get a stop? And they did. D'Amico got us, you know, a huge play in the second half. But we got to capitalize on that. We got a huge interception, gets the ball down to us in the red zone, and we got to come away with seven and make it a different football game.
Why was Mike inactive today?
We didn't have an emergency quarterback last week when James Casey was out, so. James, you know, wasn't here. You want to have three quarterbacks on game day, you know. So when James went through pregame warm-up last week, if we had to go in a game and just Mike could have played, you know, obviously we would have had to protect him with our play calls and whatnot. But, you know, Mike's probably in the same status now. He could have played, but then we would have had James Casey down. So when James was able to go, because he's such a good contributor on special teams, we felt like we had three quarterbacks. Mike wasn't going to start. Nick was going to start, obviously. But last week we didn't have an emergency quarterback. That's why Mike dressed.
Any chance Mike can go practice and Tuesday?
I'm hoping we got them all back on Tuesday, but I won't know until they get in on the training room tomorrow. So.
Before the game.
Yeah, he ran around this morning before the game. So, you know, I think he's progressing. I don't have an exact number on him, you know, where he is, but he's better than he was. You know, it's obviously that's an injury that takes time, but I'm hopeful that Mike will be back, and you know, we'll have to make a decision where we are based on. You know, his health, Nick's health, in terms of where we are right now.
Michael's still your starter no matter what.
I can't answer that question because I don't know if he can go. So I could say, yeah, he's my starter, but then find out he can't play. So.
How close was he this week, and what does he need to prove to you going forward?
I think he needs to prove it to himself, you know, and I'm always going to trust Mike. And I think Mike understands himself, and, you know, and he felt like he could – He wasn't top end, and he couldn't do what he needs to do for him to be effective. You know, and I think not a lot of guys do that. Not a lot of guys will tell you exactly where they are. They'll always just say, "Hey, I'm good." You know, and I think Mike understands his body, and we're going to listen to him. He's worked extremely hard with our strength and conditioning staff and with our trainers in terms of trying to get himself healthy. He had a good workout again this morning. You know, so we'll see where he is when we get to Tuesday and we start practice again.
How good was Nick's decision making on where to go with the football?
I think all of us on offense, myself included, our decision-making wasn't very good.
What did you think of Deshaun today?
Hot and cold. You know, I think just like everybody, there's not anybody on offense that stood out. You know, you score 3 points You know, there's not many guys you can say, hey, they played a really good game. So.
Did you have sense in practice this week about how the offense was functioning?
Yeah, I thought we, you know, that's the tough part. I thought we practiced really well this week. I thought our guys did a nice job Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, there was good energy. You know, I think they settled in. They had a pretty good understanding of what things were going on. I thought we executed things during the week, and you know, to come out and do what we did is unacceptable. So.
Is the level of confidence you have in him
change after tonight? No, I think you always got to look at him through the whole body of work in terms of what he can do and what he can't do. And, you know, you hopefully like to chalk it up. It's just a bad day, you know. But we'll see with all those guys is how do we come back to work on Tuesday. You know, if we're feeling sorry for ourselves, the Giants aren't feeling sorry for us. So I know they're going to be ready and they're going to be prepared when they come in here next week. So. Yeah, he was good. We talked to him at halftime, and I didn't detect anything from him. So, but I haven't seen him since the game because he got taken in. So I haven't seen him since the game ended. So, I don't know. I have no idea. I told you he was. You know, when they have those situations, and rightly so, they're very cautious with it. So they said he was with the independent, and I haven't seen him since he went to the independent. So,
overall evaluation of the offensive line to this point in the season, 7 games. It seems like they've been have good games, and then.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pleased with our offensive line. I wasn't pleased with anybody on offense today, but I think overall from a season standpoint, I thought our guys have done a really good job up front. But today, nobody, all of us, everybody that coaches on the offensive side of the ball, everybody that plays, we didn't play well enough today. Obviously, scoring 3 points in this football game, not going to get it done.
Were the Cowboys doing anything specifically like to stop the run?
No, they weren't loading extra guys in the box. They did exactly what they did coming into the game. They played some two deep schemes. They played some man free schemes. They played some three deep schemes. You know, it's just what they've done. You know, what they've done up until this point. You know, there wasn't anything that we looked at and were surprised and said, hey, that's a new wrinkle in terms of what they're doing. So,
how surprised are you to see this happen? Everything seemed to be sync. It's the first time it's really not worked for you, the offense.
Yeah, I don't know if surprised is a word. I think disappointed is a word. You know, we got to do a better job. You know, and it takes everybody to win a football game. And I think a couple aspects of our team played really well today, but one aspect of our team didn't. So.
Do you think things kind of really unraveled at when Dick could connect with Devon in the end zone there and almost wound up being an interception? It seemed like that was your guys' best chance to really back.
No, because we still got it after that and got a first down and then got the ball in tight. You know, we went for it on fourth down and got the first down, and then we got to come away with some. Kind of got to come away with a touchdown in that situation. So I think I don't think we were feeling sorry for ourselves because we didn't hit the open guy. But we still executed, got a first down, and now we got to put the ball in the end zone, and we didn't.
Do you see the frustration getting the better of them? Were there players on the offense particularly you saw any of that?
I didn't see that, no. There's X amount of snaps every day that the number two guy gets, so whatever that is, you know. So Matt's gotten some reps in there. You know, Mike's reps came on 7-on-7. So any team reps, Matt and Nick were the two quarterbacks in the team reps. Mike hasn't gotten any team reps yet.
Okay, guys, thanks. This room is done. No, this room is done.
All right, Adam, you heard Chip Kelly. And really no excuses here. Nick Foles was not on his game. The receivers not on their games. The offense, as a result, collapsing in this 17-3 loss to the Dallas Cowboys. We've got much more show to get to, including your phone calls, 215-320-5170. When we return to the postgame show presented by Rico, Jeremiah Trotter breaks down some of the good things that happened, particularly on the defensive side of the football. We're coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Ugh, why does she pack these things? I ate one by accident last time, and we won. It's good luck. But it tastes like a dirty old tree branch. What the heck is Quino? But this is for first place.
What is that, a loofah?
It's a Quino.
Bud Light, for the fans who do whatever it takes.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
We welcome you back to our postgame show presented by Rico. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan. Eagles offense not doing much at all in this disappointing game, but the defense playing outstanding football. We throw it over now. Jeremiah Trotter, the Trot Man, the Axe Man, breaks down some of the good things that happened with the Eagles on defense.
All right, thanks, guys. Well, we have a play here. It's 3rd and 1 early in the first quarter. We're going to call this play PBS, which is back on safety. Back is going to come here, kick out on the safety. They're going to pull the backside guard around to try to seal on the linebacker, and the back's going to try to lead up through the hole. Now, D'Amico does a great job reading the puller, coming around, filling this hole. He made a great job. He did a great job tackling the running back. But the play is made by this guy right here, Connor Barwin. He comes down. The whole offensive line is blocking down. He's blocking down. He's blocking down. He's blocking down. And Connor takes the tight end, takes out the backside pulling guard, and which allows D'Amico to make the play. Let's clear this. Let's roll it. Kicks out on the safety. Connor takes out the guard. D'Amico comes downhill, makes the play, and there you have it. Cowboys punt the ball. See Kendrick filling over the top to clean up. Great defensive play. Great job by Connor Baldwin taking out the guard, which allows kept his linebacker free to make plays. Next play here, we have the interception by D'Amico, which was a great play in a crucial moment in the game. You have the running back. He is responsible for blocking the blitzing linebacker, which is D'Amico. D'Amico doesn't blitz. He's in man-to-man coverage. The running back takes too long to get into coverage. He's supposed to come across the field, clear it out for the backside receiver coming across, which he beats Kendrick inside. And when the running back doesn't clear out fast enough, D'Amico is right in the passing lane to the receiver, which is going to be on this side, and comes up with the big interception. Let's clear it. 34 clears out late. You can run it. Rumble's trying to hit the receiver here. D'Amico's in the passing lane. Big time play by a really good player and a crucial moment in the game. Eagles really needed that turnover.
All right, good stuff, Jeremiah Trotter. Defense, Adam, limiting the Cowboys to 368 yards, 5 of 16 on third downs, 75 rushing yards, 74 rushing yards. Not a bad job at all. And even against Tony Romo.
Excellent job.
Really bad. Yeah.
To me, if the offense was average, they'd probably win this game. They've got to get everything going right in one game. The special teams, as Chip talked about, just one bad play. Other than that, they did a great job against Dwayne Harris, who's basically been the NFL's best returner.
And we take a look at some of the numbers. D'Amico Ryans, 8 tackles, a sack, the big interception that he returned to the Dallas 30-yard line. Thought Earl Wolf played a good physical game. Patrick Chung missing this game with an injury. We'll see what his shoulder looks like in the week ahead before the Giants come in. And Connor Barwin, again, another nice job. 4 tackles, solid player, 1 tackle for loss, 1 pass defense. Really, Eagles didn't let Jason Witten do a ton against them. Witten, who usually has been just dynamite against the Eagles,
14 catches against them
4
last
catches,
year.
48 yards in this game. Let's get to some phone calls. 215-320-5170, the number. Avery in San Antonio joins us. Avery, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? I shouldn't even ask that question, what's going on, but, man, first I just want to say the defense did an outstanding job. I have to commend what they did and the effort they played in.
Yeah.
The second thing that I do want to address, and I hope all of Eagles fans are listening, right now we don't need a quarterback controversy. I don't want to hear nobody make an excuse for the way Nick Foles plays. He plays horrible, he plays horrible. If Vic plays horrible, he throws picks. The fans boo, they want Vic out. They want to throw him under the bus. And I knew this was going to happen. And I don't remember if when I told you that if Nick Foles come out doing the same thing, the fans were going to boo him.
Well, they didn't treat Nick Foles too well late in the game, Avery.
Right, right. But so, I heard Cap making a lot of excuses for Nick, though. He played.
What are you talking? Me?
Hey, Avery. Thank you for the call, Avery. I'm not going to get into this.
For Nick Foles.
I don't think anybody's making any excuses for anyone.
I told the truth. I mean, I couldn't have been any harder on the guy. He had a bad game. Footwork terrible today. Didn't step into his throws. He had a bad game, Avery. I think you're way off. I don't know what you're talking about.
215-320-5170 does beg the question, does this create even more chatter among the fans, among the media, who I think had started to say, hey, Nick Foles, a big game here, would have said maybe this is the guy you want to go with the rest of the
but
season.
But now this brings up the next question. Why the regression? He had a bad game. There's no way to sugarcoat
the regression is because you said it earlier. Every young quarterback has this kind of game.
I know. He doesn't see the field clearly. But I want to know why. It's something that when you see young quarterbacks, you never can answer. You just don't know what they're seeing. But the bottom line was, when the line gave him time to throw, he turned his body. He wouldn't step into it. These are the things you wouldn't expect from a guy who played fairly well last year and excellent in the first two games.
All right. Steve in Tennessee joins us on the postgame show presented by Rico. Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, man. How's it going?
All righty. Here we go.
I'll say great job, guys. One point I wanted to make about the defense, not only did they play an excellent game, 17 points should be enough for us to win, but if we don't have so many three and outs and such short drives, how many points do they realistically give up? I think it could have been a lot lower.
Field position, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, hey, Steve, I thought, you know, your point is that the defense was on the field a lot, and they held up, and they, even late in the game when Matt Barkley came in and turned the football over, the defense still played hard, still played physical football. I was very impressed.
Absolutely. I agree.
So,
and I want to say again, thanks a lot for taking the call.
You got it.
You got it, man.
All right, thanks for the call. Thanks. Thank you. Let's emphasize a little defense here then, Adam. You're building off of this game, right? You're looking ahead to the Giants. You know what the Giants do. They've been struggling all season. All of a sudden, you've got a secondary, a couple of cornerbacks in Williams and in Fletcher and in Boykin, who are fairly tenacious guys.
Playing with a lot of confidence. You mentioned those three guys, especially the starting two, I thought were tremendous. They're playing a lot better than I thought they'd play, I'll be honest with you. And you got to give Billy Davis big-time credit here because the game plan was tremendous. They broke down Dallas's offensive line several times. And, you know, Romo pulled his Houdini act and had some plays where you go, hey, he's going to get his two. But overall, the defense is playing with a lot of confidence. And they are buying in what Billy Davis has asked them to do.
We talked about this earlier, Adam. We wanted to see if there was going to be a Pittsburgh-style scheme. I think now that Bill Davis is feeling more comfortable with his personnel.
Zone blitz. You saw some of that today. The delayed blitz, the Ryans blitz, he had two of them. One, he got a sack one, were tremendous calls and perfect execution by Ryans. I'll tell you what, you keep dialing up these double-A gaps and delayed blitzes and fire. He did some fire zone today. Got to feel pretty good about it. What you'd like to get a little bit more, though, Connor Barwin had a nice game today, but Trent Call and Brandon Graham are the guys who need to get involved a little bit.
Yeah, Eagles need a pass rusher or two or three moving forward. Sure. Let's go to Abby in Pennsylvania. Abby, thanks for calling.
Yeah, how you doing?
Here we go.
Man?
Fine. I know everybody, you know, said Ford did a bad game, and absolutely, Ford did a bad game. I mean, we the Eagles fans, you know, we've been relying on Ford to do the best thing, to step up. But he did a bad game today. That was a bad game. And we were waiting for Jake to come back in the game. And for the defense played absolutely well. We need to give the defense 100 and plus award for the defense. But the offense was sucked. There was a lot of drop passes. There was a lot of breakdowns for Nick Foles. And he didn't do no good job. So,
Abby, thanks for the call. I mean, can't disagree with you. The offense, you know, I'm not going to use that strong a word, but the Eagles' offense played poorly.
It wasn't just Foles, though. The running
game
could not
get on
track.
There were drop passes.
Drop passes today. You know, another thing, I think the receivers have to come back to the ball. We didn't see that because when a quarterback is running around like Foles did when he would escape the rush, he needs help, and he didn't get that today.
What was actually most shocking to me, LeSean McCoy, 18 carries, 55 yards. I just think the Eagles can run the football against anyone, anywhere, no matter what. And today, 23 carries, 84 yards total. And that's including Nick Foles, 3 carries, 25 yards.
And there's sometimes when the hole's there and McCoy, you know, because of the way that he runs, he sees another hole and he tries to hit that one or tries to break the big play. But, you know, midway through the second quarter, Nick Foles is their leading rusher. You can't have that. So that's kind of the story of the game today.
Well, the story of the game today here, Adam, is that the Eagles lose at 17-3. We've got more to get to in the Eagles locker room. I think the podium is closed. I don't think anyone else will meet the media as a group. So we'll get some reactions from the locker room, get some more phone calls, bring Jeremiah Trotter on board. Adam Kaplan, thanks for joining us on the postgame show. We'll talk to you during the week. The Giants next Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. We've got a lot more to get to here. So we're coming back in just a moment.
And action.
That's a wrap!
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap! America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more! Come on, go, go. One more.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
All right, we're back. Dave Spadaro joined by the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter, on this disappointing game. It always sucks to lose to the Dallas Cowboys, doesn't it?
Man, it sucks to lose, period, yeah. Especially to the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah,
there is a genuine dislike that you developed over the years, even yes. though you're a Texas-born guy.
Yes, I am a Texas native, yeah. and I did grow up a Dallas fan, but it didn't take me long after being drafted in 98 to realize how much I hated those guys.
Yeah. Well, they played a good game today. They were very sound defensively, and they took Nick Foles out of his comfort level.
They did. They did a great job stopping Shady, and you know, that's the first time Shady has been, you know, held like that all year.
Yeah.
And then they did a great job putting pressure on Foles. Now, granted, Foles had a bad day. He had a really bad day. I thought that the Cowboys' defensive line did a great job, especially on the Eagles' right offensive side of the ball. You know, Todd Harriman and the rookie had a tough day over there, you know. And, you know, when Foles did have guys open, he was off target today.
Could you tell playing defense when a quarterback is off his game, when he's rushing things, when he's inaccurate, when he's just not able to find that rhythm?
It didn't seem like he was rushing. It just seemed like he just didn't have that normal look in his eyes, that normal Nick Foles, that cool and calm, relaxed.
Confidence. He didn't have the confidence.
He didn't have that confidence in his eyes.
Well, we will take a more in-depth analysis here. We'll get to the locker room in a minute, but let's get to the phone calls. 215-320-5170. Justin in Pennsylvania joins us. Justin, welcome.
Hi, guys. I honestly just kind of wanted to talk mainly about the receivers and also the secondary. The receivers, in my opinion, did not show up to play today. And granted, Foles had a very bad day, and he didn't get the job done like, you know, we were all hoping, you know, Vic being out and all. But, I mean, we're talking about Jason Avant. We're talking about Bryn Selick. We're talking about the sure-handed guys of this team. And they're out there dropping balls. And, I mean, it's not like it's new. I mean, this season, they've been dropping passes. And I'm not accustomed to it. It's weird for me to see because, I mean, we're talking about, you know, possession guys, you know. Even
well,
Deshaun.
And Deshaun, and thanks for the call. Deshaun Jackson targeted 8 times. Just 3 catches for 21 yards. And you know, Trout, if you take away that big play threat in an offense, it's hard to nickel and dime your way up the field.
Yeah. I think one time he got behind the defense and Foles overthrew him. But, you know, obviously Deshaun is our deep threat target, you know, and the Cowboys seem to do a great job of, you know, bottling him up, keeping him out of the end zone, keeping that deep threat away. And I think it all started with the front 8. The Cowboys loaded the box for the most part. They did a great job of bottling up McCoy. And when you do that, now you're forcing Nick Foles to make plays with his arms, and that just didn't happen today.
Yeah, and listen, man-on-man coverage against the Eagles receivers did a very nice job, did Dallas, in this one. And listen, again, and Justin, wide receivers don't escape any sort of blame here. Nick Foles also missing. Right. Some open players. Let's go to Kevin in South Carolina. Kevin, thanks for calling. Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, my question is do you think Michael Vick is going to play next week?
That's a good question. Thanks for the telephone call. This is the way it has to go with a concussion. You have to go through the process. Oh, I'm sorry, he's not the concussion. He's got the hamstring injury. Nick Foles has the concussion. I think Michael has practiced on a limited basis the last couple of weeks, and he will not go on the field until he's 100%.
Right.
A guy who runs like that, you have a hamstring injury, Trot. You know that if you pop it again, you could miss the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, Chip said in the interview that he trusts Mike and his decision. He'll come back when he's ready. And, you know, when you are a predominantly running quarterback, when you depend a lot on your legs, as Michael Vick does, you have to make sure you're 100%. So it does the Eagles no good for Mike to go out there at 75-80%.
Yeah, and I could not honestly tell you, thanks for the telephone call, I couldn't tell you, Kevin, if Michael's going to be healthy enough. I don't know. He's got to get a lot better
right.
in a short period of time. Michael in California joins us. Michael, thanks for calling.
What do you think? Oh, hey, guys.
Yes,
hey. How do you think the Eagles game plan next? Oh, I'm sorry. What do you think the Eagles game plan for their next game at Dallas would be?
Well, thanks for the call. Next game at Dallas is the last game of the regular season in December, and Michael, there's a long way to go. I hope the game plan involves something that puts a lot of points on the board. It's just very obvious to me, Jeremiah, that when you take number 10 out of the Eagles' offense,
right.
which the Cowboys did today, the Eagles just lack that explosiveness.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to change much from the defense side of the ball. it seemed to me when they was blitzing, those blitzes were very productive today. They got off the field on third down, which is something they had trouble with in the past. And on the offense side of the ball, I think they're going to try to find a way to get Shady more involved, especially get that running game going. And also, they got to try to find a way to help out that right side of the offensive line because they struggled over there.
I wonder if there are going to be some changes along the offensive line. Todd Harriman's has struggled at times this year. There's no doubt about it. And McCoy, 24 touches, just, again, 81 yards of offense for McCoy. Let's go to Quan in Texas, who joins us. Hey, Quan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's not going very well, Quan.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I mean, I live in Texas, so it's going to be a lot of criticism for me. But what I want to talk about was since DeMarcus Ware was out, I thought that would be something the Eagles would take advantage of.
Yeah.
And it was kind of surprising enough that, you know, the offensive lineman was just, not winning their battles. So I thought that was something going into the game. I knew it was like, okay, you know what? The running game can get a little bit of, you know, a lot more yards than what they got. And also for the fact that DeMarco Murray, you know, since he was out, I figured, oh, well, you know what? This is going to be mostly a passing attack. It's going to be a one-dimensional offensive performance by Dallas. And I kind of assumed, like, they're going to go to Dez Bryant. And at times, they shut him down. But when it mattered most, I just felt like they couldn't get it down, especially with Kerry Williams. You know, he got some calls that didn't go his way. But, you know, for the most part, I thought they couldn't really handle Dez Bryant when I thought, personally, that he was mostly the main target we should have
You know, Aquan, thanks for the call. It's hard to blame the defense. I thought, look, when you have receivers like this, I mean, I know Dez Bryant's going to get his. Jason Witten just had a couple of catches. But for the most part, you've seen the progress from this defense this year. You impressed?
I'm very impressed. I thought they went out and played awesome against one of the best offenses in the National Football League. Like you said, those guys had a couple catches, and you're talking about winning a future Hall of Famer, Dez Bryant. If he continues to play the way he's been playing, he's a future Hall of Famer. And I think they pretty much held those guys in check. You know, I mean, they only gave up 3 points in the entire first half. And, you know, they did a good job up front. You know, they did a good job keeping Romo in the pocket. I think he only beat us on scrambling out of the pocket maybe a couple times.
Yeah, just that time right there.
Yeah. So the tackles did a great job. And, you know, when they blitzed, when the defense blitzed, they did a great job putting pressure on Romo and making him get the ball out fast.
Yep. Do you have confidence in the scheme as you see it develop a little bit more?
I do. I do have – I think those guys are getting comfortable. I can still tell Trent is a little uncomfortable in that stand-up position because Trent is a guy he's always played in a 4-3 coming out of three-point stance. And when he's in that stand-up position, he still looks a little bit uncomfortable, him and Brandon Graham. That's why you see Connor Barwin involved in a lot more plays because he's a little bit more comfortable.
Right. Let's go to Jay in Maryland, who joins us on the postgame show presented by Rico. Hi, Jay.
What up, Dave?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man, when are we ever going to win at home, man? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I wish I had an answer. The crowd brought all the energy today. The Eagles just, again, didn't deliver for the home crowd.
Yeah, I just, you know, we play good at when we're away, but I don't know what it is. We just can't get, I don't know. I think I'm going to pray more about it and just hopefully we find starting the way to win it. But I'm Samoan, so, you know, big shout-out to Sopoanga, even though you guys say Sopoanga. You pronounced the name wrong, but,
How do you pronounce it?
Sopoanga.
Sopoanga.
The G's are silent. Sopoanga. But, you know, he's there. So, hey, thanks for all you do, though, right. Dave.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thank you, my man. Thank you. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we get it's time to wrap this thing up a little bit, Trot. I don't like to talk about losses.
No.
Getting too used to it here.
Yeah, it's
not fun. Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter. We're coming back to PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Ugh, why does she pack these things? I ate one by accident last time, and we won. It's good luck. But it tastes like a dirty old tree branch. What the heck is Quino? But this is for first place.
What is that, a loofah?
It's a Quino.
Bud Light, for the fans who do whatever it takes.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
In just a moment, we'll go into the locker room. Running back LeSean McCoy, wide receiver DeSean Jackson, and quarterback Matt Barkley having their say. First, let's go to Florida and talk to Henry. Henry joins us on the postgame show presented by Rico. Hi, Henry.
Hey, Dave and Charlie. How you guys doing?
It's disappointing to talk to. We want to hug each other. We want to feel the victories.
I wish Charlie can come back on our defense.
Right. I don't think you want this guy.
Yeah, you want the old Trotter. You don't want today's Trotter.
What's on your mind, Henry?
Yeah, I talked to you. It's been a while. I was talking to the draft. I knew we would pick up a quarterback in the draft.
A quarterback?
Yeah, we picked up a quarterback.
Yeah, his name's Matt Barkley?
Yeah, Mark Barkley, right.
Right. And your point is?
And I guess you're right. We're picking up one.
Oh, well, I think they picked up a quarterback. Thanks for the call. We picked up a quarterback here, I think, because they're not – they had a high grade on him. And you don't know if Nick Foles is a quote-unquote franchise quarterback.
Yeah, they had a high grade on him, and they took him late, and it wasn't really a risk on it. So, you know, and you got to always – you definitely need two legit starting quarterbacks, and, you know, sometimes you need three.
Yeah. All right, let's go into the locker room. LeSean McCoy, just 86 yards of offense for the Eagles. Running back in the passing game shutdown and the run game shutdown. A frustrating day for number 25.
This is probably one of my worst performances since being a rookie. So, just gotta get better.
What about for Nick, who came off such a good performance, offensive player of the week in the NFC? Did you see anything different with him today?
I don't think it's offensive weapons. I don't think that we gave him a chance. There's plays that we should have made, plays I should have made to kind of help him out. You know, if he moves down the line, I'm sure guys can tell you the same for themselves. So just give him a shot. That makes a heck of a player. He's a good leader. You know, we just let him down.
What do you think of the job Matt did?
What'd
you think of the job Matt did?
I think good. He's a good quarterback. I mean, he's young, so it's, it was hard to put a lot of stuff on his shoulders, and he's still young and he's still learning his game.
Frustrating just the missed opportunity you guys had today, to go first place and all that came into this game.
Yeah, I mean, it was so much to gain from this game. Like, just to win the division and be the leaders of the division. We didn't get that done today.
I think it is about playing at home.
Sure.
Do you feel feel for the fans? That it's been 9 straight that I haven't seen you guys win here?
Well, at first I feel for this team, the organization. We put so much hard work through the week. There's so much time into it, they lose. But also with the fans, you know, they pay their hard-earned money to watch us play and perform and do well. We haven't been doing well at all. So I'm starting since last year all the way this year, so gotta fix that.
You can really sense the disappointment in that locker room, Trot. You know, this team wanted to come in here and play well in front of the home folks and beat the Cowboys and make a statement in the division. Didn't happen.
Yeah, you know, I think these guys understand the rivalry between the Cowboys and the Eagles, and especially being at home. You know, they're trying to get that home field advantage back, and they went out and fought hard. They just came up short today.
All right, LeSean McCoy is done. DeSean Jackson, 3 catches, 21 yards, targeted 8 times, along of just 16 yards. If number 10 is not involved in this offense, well, we see what has happened in games against Kansas City and today against the Dallas Cowboys. DeSean Jackson in the Eagles locker room.
Sean, why do you think the offense is going into a rhythm?
I don't know. This is a pretty good question. We just really couldn't find nothing going today. It was a tough game on our side, but I feel the defense did a good job of, you know, just kind of keep us in the game and, you know, stopping Dallas with some great things. But, you know, on the offensive side, we wasn't really able to get it done.
What about with you specifically? What was Dallas doing? You had 3 points to 6 targets.
Yeah, I mean, similar hurt to what everybody else been doing. Like, it's man coverage. You know, we're seeing the same stuff. So, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I want to see the film and, you know, see what it is. Something wrong.
No cover two, or did they mix it up a little bit?
Well, they did a little cover two. Wasn't a lot. Still felt, you know, we was able to go out there, you know, still get some looks and be able to make some things happen. It just didn't fall our way today.
What happened with your ankle on that play?
I just got rolled up on the, you know, big lineman dude just stuck to my ankle. So.
Do you think it was more what Dallas did or what you guys were doing today?
I mean, Dallas did a good job. You know, they came out, you know, played a good game. But as far as, you know, us on the offensive side, we wasn't able to really get things going. Very frustrating, you know, as well. So. You just got to figure out what it is and just fix it. Can't really hang our heads. Still got a lot of season left, so you know, we'll figure out what it is and, you know, try to move forward.
Is there something about playing at home at all?
I don't know, man. It's been ugly with the past 9 games, so haven't got a win here. And, you know, it's just a strange feeling. But, you know, I don't have an answer for that as well.
What did you think of Jeff Barkley
coming in? You know, Barkley, he's a good player. You know, as far as, you know, just giving us opportunities to come in there and, you know, just make plays. And he did that very young in his career, so probably didn't expect to be coming in, you know, this early. But he was able to come in there and, you know, just try to distribute the ball and, you know, make a couple plays for us.
All right, that is DeSean Jackson, Trot, and, again, not happy at all.
No, not happy at all, man. You can tell. You can just tell by the look on his face. And, you know, they're very disappointed,
yeah.
And it's tough when you want to go out there and make things happen for your team, and you know, like you said, the offense just cannot get it going.
Can you press too much? Can you try too hard?
I don't really think they was pressing too much. I just think it had a lot to do with the way the Dallas Cowboys played today. I've seen this defense play this well in the past 3 to 4 years. The front four played great. The guys on the back end played great. The linebackers did a great job against LeSean McCoy. Every time he cut back, made somebody miss, there was another guy there waiting for him. And then on top of that, Foles had a rough day,
yeah.
You know. And when a defense is playing this well, there's not going to be a lot of guys open.
Mm-hmm.
But when they are open, you have to hit those guys.
Yeah. All right, let's go into the locker room. Matt Barkley played the fourth quarter after Nick Foles knocked out with a head injury. Barkley in a tough spot, throws 3 interceptions, first chance to play in the regular season, come back. Not to be. He takes his lumps at Lincoln Financial Field on this day.
I don't think I can give a fair assessment after right now because probably be a bit biased towards feeling a little negative given the situation and this locker room feel is we're gaining. You know, I'll look at the tape and review it, but you can always improve. It sounds cliche, but you got to start somewhere, and I felt I was ready to go in. I felt I was prepared. Trying to do as much as I could, maybe a little too much. Trying to extend plays and, you know, come from behind and all that stuff, just get the ball in the end zone. But, you know, it stinks to lose.
I think the offense will be able to get in a rhythm today.
I'm not sure specifically. You know, I was writing the plays down for most of the game and couldn't really watch the game because my head was usually down while the play was going on in the beginning part of it. So, again, a lot of those questions will be answered, you know, coming up next week. But I think, you know, everything has to start with the run game, and I don't feel like we put enough on the ground to open up the passing game. But we'll see what the tape shows us.
Tough for you to get in there when, you know, you're not getting first team reps this week. You're coming in sort of second. Is that a little bit more difficult?
I would say the only difficult thing about that is just the timing with those guys. I mean, you get one on, you know, routes versus air, those receivers and warm-up drills, but to go live speed, you know, 100% seeing their breaks, seeing their drop their hips, their little tendencies that, you know, those receivers have with the ones, I don't totally know all theirs yet. So when I say there's a lot to learn, there's, you know, I got a lot of growth, I think, in front of me, which I'm excited for, but you know, I felt comfortable with the game plan and knowing the plays and all that. That wasn't an issue.
All right, Trot. Well, Eagles lose this one 17-3. Better luck next week. Let's get a win, all right?
Oh, no doubt.
The Eagles need one to get to 4-4 and 4-4 at this point midway through the season. Certainly in the game in the NFC and in the NFC East. Jeremiah, thank you, man. Let's talk about a win next week, please.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Jeremiah Trotter here, Dave Spadaro as well. Tomorrow we return with Eagles Live and Chip Kelly's press conference at noon. Please join us then and stay tuned the rest of the evening for complete coverage of this Eagles very disappointing 17-3 loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.